And so for me, when I read the book, I recognized those people. I had friends who were, 33 years old and successful in their careers and who had basically stopped working entirely to put all this energy into raising their children. And they were doing it with the same kind of professionalism that they had previously done their jobs. And I kind of vowed when I read this book to resist this. And yet, as soon as my child was born, I immediately started doing all those things because I really didn't know any other way. And I thought, well, it's nuts to do this, but I kind of have to because what's the cost if I don't?
And that's one thing I'm curious about. What is the cost? For those of us who have that privilege of having the choice, do you think it's possible to opt out of this sort of exhausting parenting while living here in the United States? And is there a cost to doing so?
Well, of course, we don't know exactly. And that uncertainty is part of what drives all of our anxiety and our efforts. It's very personal, too. But I think it's possible to sort of rein in some of the excesses of intensive parenting. Certainly what I've seen in France, which is in some ways a comparable country in that they have similar values for the kids. They want their kids to be successful, to be exposed to cultural stuff. But yet mothers there think it's unhealthy to not have a life of your own. They think it's bad for the balance of the whole family. And I think some kind of balance in your life between being a mom and being a worker and being a spouse, a lover, is healthy for the whole family. And that, for kids to have the whole world, the whole household revolve around them, is a lot of pressure, actually.